KQED.
A spike in cotton prices has California farmers scrambling to plant fallowed fields for what's expected to be a record harvest. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca reports.
Farmer Brandon Walker squints into the afternoon sun, watching for clouds of dust on the horizon. He's following the distant movement of a tractor that's getting his Fresno County cotton field ready for planting.
Kind of spiders, those are gangs on a cultivator. They rotate around like fingers and break up the soil.
Walker hasn't planted this field for 4 years. During California's long drought, he and many other farmers in the Westlands Water District diverted what water they could get to permanent crops like almonds, letting cotton fields lie fallow.
And that's what we had, a lot of weeds. It's been particularly weedy. We had to disc that a couple times just because it hasn't been farmed, and so it's just been the Wild West out here.
The farm worker driving the tractor gets closer and pulls to a stop. A mechanic has arrived to work on the transmission.
What about the shifting?
Oh, okay. This one is the transmission.
Walker says the explosion in cotton planting will have an economic ripple effect throughout the valley.
We're going to order a lot more diesel this year. Our payroll is going to get bigger. We're buying cotton seed. So now they're going to have people that are in trucking that seed out here. Everyone's buying a lot more stuff because we're planting wall to wall.
For decades, cotton was king in the San Joaquin Valley, turning the landscape snowy white and keeping cotton gins humming. Until the late 1990s, farmers planted more than 1 million acres a year. In 2009, they planted less than 200,000 acres. That made Earl Williams, head of the California Cotton Growers and Ginners Associations, think maybe it was time to go back to Arkansas. He arrived here by Greyhound bus in the 1950s, one of many transplants from the South who came to California during the cotton boom.
I thought I might have reached that point, maybe my time had finished in the California cotton industry. But the stars lined up, and so it looks like we're back in the business now and anticipating maybe as high as 450,000 acres this year.
Here are the stars that have lined up. Demand for luxury goods is rebounding after the recession. Textile makers in Asia want more cotton, specifically more high-end Pima cotton, the kind used to make plush towels and fine fabrics. That demand has driven cotton prices to the highest level since the Civil War. And for the first time in several years, a wet winter means farmers will have plenty of water.
So that's our saying for this year. Cotton is going to be heaven in 2011.
But not everyone's enthusiastic about the turnaround.
Wow. In California, where we are almost perpetually in a water crisis, why are we growing so much cotton? The calculus, to me, just doesn't seem to be there.
Renee Sharp directs the Environmental Working Group's California office. The watchdog group and other environmentalists criticize cotton as one of the state's thirstiest and most pesticide-intensive crops. And cotton farmers historically enjoy huge subsidies.
It's just kind of mind-boggling how much money is going to this one crop. And we're talking about $200 million going to farmers just for growing cotton in California.
That's according to the Environmental Working Group's analysis of USDA data for 2009. Growers point out that Pima cotton, which accounts for 60% of California's acreage this year, is not subsidized. And though most cotton farmers still use inefficient flood irrigation, Earl Williams says some are adopting water-saving methods like drip irrigation. Valley farmers like Brandon Walker say they're used to taking heat from environmentalists. Walker's more concerned now about whether the cotton bubble will burst again. He's got some experience with boom and bust. He's a former software engineer who came back to help run the family farm after the dot-com collapse.
Gravity is always in effect. Whatever explodes will come back down.
But while there's water for planting and a good market for high thread count sheets, he's going to ride the tide. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno County.